Side Effects Public Media's reporting is informed by community engagement, led by specialists like Brittany Howell. Digital editor Lauren Bavis spoke with Howell about upcoming plans to learn about substance use and addiction in the Midwest through listening sessions.
Brittany, to start out, can you explain what exactly a listening session is?
A listening session is a group discussion on background between a group of people and a journalist. On background means that we're taking notes, but that nothing said in the discussion is going to make it into a story. It's not going to be quoted or attributed. What we want to do is create a space where people feel safe to share their story without feeling like they need to like watch their words, without feeling like anything they say is going to reappear in print and they're going to feel like they lose control over what they've shared with us.
And we had some listening sessions recently on substance use. Why that topic?
It is a huge issue. It affects so many people throughout all of our communities, not just big cities, not just small counties, but like all of them. And we felt like it was our duty as health journalists to make sure that we were paying attention to this.
So what did we learn from these listening sessions?
We learned so much. We learned about stigma. When we dug in and really started asking more specific questions, what we learned was stigma often keeps people from seeking treatment to begin with. It can keep the people in their lives from helping them get to treatment because it's seen as a more moral issue than it is a disease. It can really perpetuate silence in communities where this is an issue because people don't want to admit that it's an issue. And it can even cause people to lie about like why their loved ones or someone they know has died. Like they won't share with other people in their lives that this person died of a substance use disorder. They will say they died of something else. We learned about so many different kinds of barriers that keep people from seeking or accessing treatment. Treatment facilities can be few and far between. Insurance is a big one. Even if insurance covers it, it doesn't cover that much. And these treatments can be really, really expensive, despite how necessary they are.
What did we take with that information and do with it?
Our reporters really dug in and found some really fascinating stories to cover, not just of like the deficits, because there are a lot of like cards stacked against this community. They also talked about local solutions that people have implemented. There is a partnership between the Indiana Recovery Network and Lyft, where basically they will provide rides to get people back and forth to treatment or whatever else that they might need.
So what comes next? We have some additional listening sessions, I think, coming up related to this topic.
We have 4 listening sessions scheduled for early December. We're going to do December 6th and December 8th. And on both of those days, we're going to have sessions at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Those are all Eastern Standard Times. They are virtual. We're trying to make this available to the widest group possible. I'm trying to actively seek out people who are maybe at a really early stage in their recovery or even haven't entered recovery yet at all, who are still in a stage of like active and possibly chaotic use. We also didn't do a great job last time of capturing the voices of people of color. And people of color have a very different experience of substance use disorder, the criminalization of substance use, and just options and availability and access to treatment or even just naloxone as a emergency measure.
Brittany, thanks for taking the time to share this.
Thank you for having me.
That was Side Effects Public Media's digital editor Lauren Bavis speaking with community engagement specialist Brittany Howell. For more information about participating in a listening session, go to sideeffectspublicmedia.org.